So, Scott, the filings that came out today regarding the case against Proposition 8 about same-sex marriage seem to primarily deal with the issue of standing. One of the filings basically threw out Imperial County, saying that it did not have the standing to really be part of the proceedings at this point. Is that right?
The three-judge panel did two things today. One, they dismissed the efforts by Imperial County to intervene in this case and to appeal the lower court's ruling throwing out Prop 8. The panel said that parties just did not have standing, and therefore their appeal was dismissed. They also punted, essentially. The three-judge panel punted on the question of whether the proponents of Prop 8, the ProtectMarriage.com group, have standing to be in court to appeal that lower court decision. They're asking the state Supreme Court, basically, to tell them what to do. In the case where the governor and the attorney general don't want to defend Prop 8, does this outside group have the legal standing to come in and represent the people when the governor and the attorney general won't? They're asking the state Supreme Court to settle that question. Now, the state Supreme Court may decide they don't want to get involved. If the state Supreme Court takes this up and decides one way or the other on the standing question, only then will the appeals court panel take up the merits of the constitutional questions.
This seems to have been the whole foundational challenge of this matter going forward, not just whether or not it's constitutional. That was the original question. But now that we get deeper into the legal thicket, it's, well, do you even have the right to ask this question in the first place?
Ordinarily, what happens is the three-judge panel will take all these questions into consideration and then issue a ruling on standing and the merits at the same time. In this case, they're saying, wait, hold on. We don't even want to get into the merits of this. We want to know whether or not this group has standing before we even take up the constitutional questions.
This is going to be perhaps the first big challenge for the new Supreme Court. This is a totally different panel than the one that dealt with the question the first time. Ronald George is gone.
The Chief Justice, Ronald George, who wrote the decisions in the previous marriage cases before the state Supreme Court, is gone. There's a new Chief Justice now, Tani Cantil Sakaue, has taken over, and so this will be the first big issue that she will have to grapple with as the Chief Justice.
Is this the kind of thing, I know that this ruling just came out, but this question of standing, is this the kind of thing that could basically kill this appeal here, or are both sides theoretically still able to push this all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court?
There's always the possibility of appeal. Even today's decision on Imperial County can be appealed. Imperial County and their attorneys can ask that the whole court hear, the whole appeals court hear this question, an en banc hearing. They can ask for an en banc hearing, and they have some time to do that. So it's never over until the U.S. Supreme Court rules ultimately on this, and we don't even know if it's going to get to that point yet. The U.S. Supreme Court has dealt with this question of whether the proponents of an initiative have standing. They dealt with it in Arizona in a case that came up a few years ago. Whether or not that same precedent will apply in this case is very unclear.